As we get started, it's extremely important to note, now that you're face to face with a client on the tour, are they in stage 1, 2, 3, or 4? Most people are in 1 of 4 states at any given time. I'll walk you through an example of this in a moment. However, one of the skill sets in life, whether you're a parent, you're married, there's somebody else in your life, is to know when they're ready for certain kind of news or ideas that you have. Well, clearly, it's also important when presenting you that you want them to pick you for good reason, not just because they have a long-term relationship with you, because somebody else who met them today might actually impress them more. The goal here is to recognize their state so you know if you can go for it in a one-step or should pull back and make it a two-step presentation. So many agents come to me and say, "Why do I keep losing on these interviews?" And I know what it is. It was you. It was the agent. They were the reason. The seller made a choice, and it wasn't you. It's because of what you presented. I explained to the agent. It wasn't the seller. If your presentation had been better, you'd been chosen. And you gotten a lifetime of referrals that came with it. So often, people just skipped getting any kind of insight as to what state the seller was in. Let me give you an example. Let's say you see a smoker, and you're at a picnic, and you say, "Hey, Bob, you know, smoking's not good for you." And Bob says, "Shut your mouth. I don't want to hear it. You know, it's not hurting anybody. Just go away. Leave me alone." And you walk away going, "My gosh, Bob was really rude." And 2 months later, you see Bob is going toward the fall season. You're at a fall festival, whatever the case. He's smoking. He walks up to you and says, "You know what? I want to apologize for what I said last time. You're right. And I've become aware that maybe I should stop smoking. I'm not ready to quit yet, but I'm aware of it." Alcoholics are the same way. Anybody with an addiction is the same way. People become aware of maybe they should change their behavior or relook at things. You're going to see a seller is going to do the same thing, especially when it comes to converting a buy owner or converting somebody to the right price for their property or in a building inspection resolution when the seller's first reaction is, "No way am I going to do that." Stage 2 is awareness. Stage 3, you see your buddy at the movie theater waiting outside. He's smoking, and Bob says to you, "You know what? Remember that's what I said to you this past summer? You know, I'm kind of learning maybe I shouldn't be smoking, and I'm quitting on New Year's Eve. I'm quitting on my next birthday. I'm quitting in a month." Stage 3 is generally conditional. Conditional is usually time-bound, where people are not going to do something until a certain thing occurs or time occurs. When the thing occurred, like the job offer came through, they bought the other property, the marriage, you know, he's getting married to somebody else, and you know, whatever. So something happened which clears the way for stage 4. Yes, I'm going to do this. So the questions are designed to determine if people are in stage 1, 2, 3, or 4 in the decision-making process. And you'll be paid in direct proportion, in a way, to your ability to communicate with people. Same thing at home. Do you have a happy home? Are you the one stating your opinion all the time when nobody else wants to hear it? Or are you the one asking great questions and not forcing your idea on somebody else? That's what hardens hearts. Our job here is to put the mind of the person we're working with at ease. A lot of people just say, I sell real estate. Well, you want to sell a lot of real estate. You've got to be putting people's mind at ease, asking what I would call polite, respectful, fact-finding questions. And if you're doing that, if you're always assessing, you're going to be successful. If you're always closing, you will offend people. So, all right, let's go ahead and move out of the study of the 4 stages.